Acting isn't easy. Along with the required talent and craft, an actor must overcome a tremendous number of obstacles. Bad writing is one, and believe it or not, good writing can actually be trickier than bad writing. Sometimes even great dialogue can prove lethal to an actor, because sometimes a particular line becomes so famous, so much a piece of popular culture, that it essentially upstages the actor delivering it. Et tu, Brute, for instance. Out damned spot.
To be or not to be.
Yeah, that one too. When a line has been recited so often, played with, parodied, and voiced by cartoon characters for decades, it works like a punchline waiting to pop, likely to draw unexpected responses from an otherwise engaged audience. Why? Because these lines are funny. Not funny in the who's on first funny way. Funny as in, hey, wow, look everybody, there's that really famous line, and isn't it weird that we just heard it in this play, which wasn't really that funny. For example, we should all pity the poor actor who has to go on stage and say this.
Hey, Stella!
In the movie version of Tennessee Williams' A Streetcar Named Desire, Marlon Brando's performance of that line is now so deeply burned onto the social consciousness of the public, it actually gets laughs. At least, it always has when I've seen the play. This brings me to Aaron Sorkin's A Few Good Men, running through March 17th at the Santa Rosa Junior College. The student production, directed with sharp focus and clarity by Laura Downing Lee, culminates in a courtroom scene in which a young Navy lawyer goes up against the amiably psychotic Colonel Jessup, played in the popular movie version by Jack Nicholson, whose delivery of one very famous line is now the stuff of pop culture legend.
You can't handle the truth!
That's the line. At SRJC, Jessup is played by Chris Genesi, with enough flammable intensity and dangerously gleeful heat to burn down a theater. He is supported by some strong performances, and the scene that leads up to that line is staged with nicely mounting tension. And yes, when Genesi got to that line, it got a laugh. A big one. Not because it wasn't well delivered, Genesi nailed it. It got a laugh because, oh, I don't know, you tell me. I suppose these kinds of lines have lives of their own. And having more or less escaped the context of the original play, they now run around through our culture like movie stars appearing at the door of the local coffee shop. Hey, look over there. It's To Be or Not to Be. It's Stella. It's You Can't Handle the Truth. And actors just have to deal with it. The good ones can. Genesi, if he even noticed the audience's reaction, simply plowed forward toward the play's enormously satisfying climax. Actors know if a performer is given the chance to play a legendary character in a brilliant play and gets to deliver a line so good everyone knows it by heart, well, a bit of inappropriate laughter from the audience is just the price you pay. I think actors would tell us it's worth it. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.